Hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. My apologies for not recording for a bit over a week. I was pretty sick towards the end of last week and over Shabbos, and then pretty much spent the end of this past week catching up. But Baruch Rofi Cholim, and we are back at it. So here we're on the bottom of Lamed Chesman Beis. If you remember, we were talking about pretty much this. A lot of this paragraph is talking about Get Shechrer and Evid Kanani. So yesterday, towards the end, right, we saw that Rav had a couple of statements, or at least a couple of statements in the name of Rav, that if you're Mafkir or you're Makdish and Evid, right, he goes out to freedom, Yitzhak Ben Chorin, but he also needs a Get Shtar Shechrer. He also needs a Get, right, to get rid of the Kinyan Isser, right, if you remember. If we've been studying whether that an Eved has both a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Isser, right, to get rid of the Kinyan Mammon so that he goes free. That's the, when he says you're Mafkir, I'm Mafkir you, or Makdish you, whatever, that's the Kinyan Mammon. But then the Get Shechrur, right, also has to you know, get him out of the guy's possession, right, so that he can marry, right, a Jewish woman. So that's what Rav said. And we're here in the middle of that discussion. That's basically going to be our discussion almost the entire day, the entire day of today. So we're here two lines up from the bottom. Tashma, let's bring a proof. We're going to go back and forth about this shita. So Tashma, we then bring a proof from the Braisa. Hamagdish Abdu Osav Ochel Shalo Higdish El Damo. Right, if a person is Magdish is an Eved, right, Osav Ochel, which means that he can do his work and he gets money, he gets paid for that. Because what the meaning, and then meaning that because his avoda was not makdish, the things that he did, right, the dama of is not makdish, because what was the eved doing? He was being makdish the eved's value, the value of the eved. He wasn't actually makdish the eved himself. So that's meaning, i.e., we don't free the eved. This price clearly says someone's makdish an eved. The eved does not go free. So that's against Rabbah. So Gemara says, "Hamani, Rabbi Meir." That's Rabbi Meir Shita, right? Damar in Ad Motzi Dvar of Levatala, who says a person is not Motzi Dvar of Levatala. Doesn't say anything that doesn't make any sense. What is that? So that's a Gemara in Erechin and Daf Hey, right? Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. It says in Parshas Matos that there's something called Erechin, a certain value set aside, right? Set for different. Different ages and different people, you know, a 10-year-old boy, a 30-year-old boy, etc., etc., a 20-year-old woman, etc. So if a person says, the Gemara there says, that if a person makes a neder, he's going to give the value, the erich of a newborn. So the minimum shear in the psukim, right, is 30 days. So what do we do with that statement? That statement is nothing, l'chora, right? The minimum statement of a shear of a person's value of an erich is 30 days. This guy says, I'm going to give the value of a two-day-old baby. So what do you do with that? So the Chachamim say that that's nothing. And the Rebbeir says, no, we evaluate his shita, we evaluate his statement to assume that he had to make some sense, right? We attribute some sort of logical understanding, right, to his statement. So the Rebbeir would say, right, that we would say that we don't take his erech, right? What he means is the market value is what we would give to the Beis HaMikdash. So over here, right, that's Rabbi Meir over here. That's what we're saying, that when we assume, right, when the guy says he's makdish his eved, right, we assume that he means, because you can't be makdish an actual person, he can't go to the base. We assume that he means, right, that it's the value. So that is Rabbi Meir Shita. But Rabbah, who quoted Rav, right, they're holding like the Chachamim. And that's why that this price is not a problem for Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is for Rav, because he's holding the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Meir. So how can I be mistabra? And this makes a lot of sense. The Ketani Seifa, because the second part of the price says v'chein hu shehikdish atzmo, and if the some person is makdish himself, osuva ochel, so too he also makes, you know, he can, you know, get parnasa from whatever his work. Shelo hikdish al adama, right? He's not makdish what he does. He's not makdish himself. Right, he's only being makdish his own value. So, yeah, Amr's Bishlama, Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me that this whole sheet is Rabbi Meir, so Shapir, that makes a lot of sense, that you're going to kind of attribute some sort of meaning to this guy's statement. El Amr's Rabbanan, if you're telling me it's the Rabbanan sheet, so Bishlama Avdo, I understand the case of a slave, but the Demekai, because obviously you can sell a slave, right, for money, right? That you can say there's some sort of value to a slave on the market. El Eilu, the dummy koi, but the second case by a guy who's free, right? He's not for. We don't sell free people on the open market. That doesn't make any sense. So it must be that we're reevaluating, right, the person's statement, And therefore, we assume that that's talking about, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Okay, Lamech HaTanai. Let's say that this is, again, that this is a Machokas Tanayim. HaMaktish Avdo Ein Molen Bo, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Molen Besaro. That if you Maktish an Eved, again, the Machokas, again, Rav had said, if you Maktish your Eved, he goes free. So here this price, it says, if you Maktish an Eved, so he's not Shaykh to Me'ila, that's the Tanakama. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the hair is Shaykh to Me'ila. Me'ila, again, is benefiting from Hektish inappropriately. So obviously the assumption is if you're going to be Chayav in Me'ila, so then there's some sort of Kedusha, right, for the item. If you're not Chayav in Me'ila, so then there is no Kedusha, right, for the item. So Tanakama says no Shaykhus to Me'ila, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says the hair, right, is Shaykh to Me'ila. Well, obviously we'll have to figure out why he said hair, because you would assume the whole body, but okay, fine. So my love, Bahakamithki, isn't this our machokas, right? The Marsover Kadosh, Marsover Lo Kadosh, right? Shimon Gamliel says that the Eved is Kadosh, and Tanakama says that he goes free, right, like Rav. And again, in the Pashas is we're assuming that when he says the hair, it's not only the hair, he means even the hair, meaning everything, even the hair which grows off of a person's body and the chora is not alive. So it means everything, including the person's hair, the Eved's hair. So he says, nah, it is, that doesn't make any sense. Because hi molimbo, vein molimbo, right? Hi kadosh, vein kadosh, miboyele. Right? If you tell me, right, why would you have to get onto Me'ila? You should have just said Kedusha, right? You should have just mentioned whether it's kadosh or not. You don't even have to get onto Me'ila if that's a discussion of whether the hektish is chal, whether it works. So the kule alma kadosh, really, everybody holds that the hektish, that the Eved is kadosh, that it is Shaykh to be Shaykh to Hekdesh. This is the Machlokas. Tamar Savar of the Kimakar Koy Dami. Right? Umar Savar, right? Kimetazali Dami. The Machlokas is, how do you view, right, an Eved? If it's an Eved is Karkos, right? Eved is Hukish to Karkos, that is like land. There's no Shaykh, there's no halach of Me'ila by land. You can't be Moel in land, even if it belongs to Hekdesh. But if it's metaltalin by other property, right, so then you can, then there's an instrument Me'ila, so that's simply the machlokas over here. It's going to say, Yahachi, well, that doesn't help. The mifkul b'saro, lifle b'gufo. What do you mean? So why did Rabbi Hashem Gamliel mention his hair? He should have mentioned his whole body. Right, if you tell me that is, if an Eved is like metaltalin. So, hello, rather, no, the machlokas is the kuliyama, avdukum akarka, the dummy. Really, everybody holds an Eved is hukash lakarka. The machlokas here is totally not related to us. The shayla is over here. The guy's waiting to get a haircut. He's waiting. He's got a beautiful long hair. He's going to donate it for for a sheitel, whatever, whatever it is. Wait, his hair is ready to be cut. Marsover kagazes dummy. Marsover alav kagazes dummy. So it's simply a machlokas as to whether you view as if it still is attached to the eved. If it is, so then when the whole eved was made kadosh, so the hair as well. And if you view it as if it's already cut, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then it's not shayach. Then it has the status of. Everybody holds that the eved is kimakarkos, and the question is simply: is the hair part of the eved? If the hair is part of the eved, so then it's also shayach. It's like karka, and therefore it's not shayach to Me'ila. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the hair is already cut, and therefore it's not shayach. To say that the hair is like karka, and therefore you can be moel, you can have me'ila, right, on the hair itself. Lema hani tanai kahani tanai. Maybe this is also already a machlokas we saw before. The tanai is, we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Shavuos, okay, towards the end. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says, Yesh dvarim shen karka ve'ena karka. There are certain things that are like, that have halachic significance, right, like land, but they're not really. And the chachamim don't agree with him. That discussion over there is talking about shvuas. Right? Do you have to take a shvua? Certain scenarios where you have to take a shvua. So if there's some issue, right? If the machlokas, let's say people are arguing over a piece of land, right? There's maybe some sort of shvua, some sort of shvuas that people are not going to have to necessarily take. Anyway, so that's the context over there. So Rameir says some things are like land, i.e., they wouldn't have to take a shvua, but they're not really. Now chachamim don't agree. What do you mean, Ketzel? What does that mean? And this is the part that's for us. Eser gefanos tuunos misarati, eser gefanin tuunos misarati lecha, v'halan omer eino elecha meish. Two guys have machlokas as to how many vines of grapes, right, he gave to him. Right? There's a shomer case where I said you should watch 10 vines, the other guy says you should be, it's only 5. So Rameir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir says that the guy has to swear. It's a classic mode of mitzvah. He says it was 5 and not 10. And the Chachamim say, no, if it's connected to the ground, so there's no Shavua right by Karka. The Machlokas is whether when you have grapes that are ready to be cut, the Remeir Savar Kibitzurus Damyan, the Rabban Savar Lav Kibitzurus Damyan. The Remeir holds it's as if they're already cut, right? Again, paralleling the hair on the Evid. And the Chachamim hold it's not, and therefore it's still connected to the ground, and therefore it would be still considered to be Karka. So that parallels all Machlokas as to whether the hair is ready to be cut, is it considered to be cut or not? So the Gemara says, not really. I feel the same Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Meir would be masking like Tanakam over here, right? That you don't, you're not chai for Me'ila, right? If you, if for the hair. Why? Because even though over there he says that it's as if it's cut already, that I can't look, I'm Rabbi Meir, Hossam, Elabanov. Maybe Rabbi Meir only says that his shita by grapes. Why? The Kama the Kaiman, Michshi Khishi. Because as long as the grapes are on the vine, right, they get worse. Right? So therefore, if they're ready to be cut, we assume that they're cut already, right? Because a person's going to cut them as soon as they can. But over here, come with the koyash, but the here by hair, it's the opposite, right? Hair gets more, what's the word, voluminous, whatever, you know, Pantene type adjectives you're going to use to describe hair, right? The longer it gets, right, the better it gets. So therefore, maybe it would hold that it would be considered as if it was still connected. Okay. He saw like Rabbi Chia bar Yosef. When Rabbi Chia bar Yosef went to Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Lahai Shmaita de Rav Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. He said the shita of Rav, the one the mafkir avdo yasal lecheirus, that if a person is mafkir zevid he goes free. He said to Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Lahai, he said Amar Rav Hachi. He said Rabbi Yochanan said, really, Rav said this? So Gemara says, I don't understand what he was so excited about. V'ulo Amar Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan himself says this. This is Rabbi Yochanan's shita as well. Right, that if you mafkir your evid, he goes free, and but he needs to get shichur, right, to get rid of the tzad iser, right, so he can marry a Jewish woman. So Gemara says, "Hach kamar lei amar Rav kvasi." Yeah, so the Gemara says, "Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was excited about. That Rav held like him." V'igidamri. Some people say, "No, lo simo kamei." That actually the back and forth was that Rabbi Chia didn't finish, meaning he told him that if a mafkir an eved, he goes free, but he didn't mention the get shichur part. So Amalei, and then Rabbi Yochanan says v'lo tzarech v'lo amarav tzarech get shichur, and he said, so Rabbi Yochanan kind of jumped the gun and said, what, he doesn't need to get shichur. Rabbi Yochanan Tlamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Damar Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, Amafkir, Avdol, Yazal, Lecheris, Vitzarach, Get, Shechur. Okay. Gufa, let's go back and talk about what that statement we just said a couple of times. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amafkir, Avdol, Yazal, Lecheris, Vitzarach, Get, Shechur. Okay, what's the deal with that? So, Esvei, Rabbi Abba, Leula. He asked the Kasha, hold on one second. Ger, Shemeis, if a Ger passes away, and now we know that a Ger has no legal relatives, right? Ger converts, he's legally by himself. If he doesn't marry, if he doesn't have kids, so the halacha is that if a ger passes away, he's a rich guy, right? Everybody can go and loot his possessions. Right? That's literally it. So ger shemes ubizbizu Yisrael nechasav, and sure enough, people go in and start taking stuff. Vayu bohen avadim, and sure enough, this guy was rich and he had servants, he had slaves. Ben gedolim ben miktanim kano asman ben echorin. Regardless of how old they are, right, they go free right away. You can't just, you know, start grabbing people and be like, hey, this guy's mine, this guy's mine. Abba Shaul says, gedolim kano asman ben echorin, ketanim kol maksib bahem zachav bahem. That Abba Shaul says, no, the gedolim acquire for themselves. Right? I mean, they're able to be cornered themselves, but ketanim are not able to be cornered themselves. Right? Just like, again, a katan can't necessarily have a kinyan, right? Can't make a kinyan to acquire something. So they also can't be kona themselves. Says Tosos, we have a couple of cases in Shas, right, where it acquires stuff. Right, the most famous one, just to quote, not to quote all of them, is by Lulav. Right, the first day, Pazuk says, ul-kachtem lachem, right, you have to have the esrog has to be yours. So the Gemara cautions, don't give your Lulav and esrog to a kid. Because right, he can acquire a kid as a kinyan, but he can't be machne. He doesn't have das to give it back to you. So if you need the Esther Lulav and Esther to be yours when you do the mitzvah, don't give it to your kid because you can't get it back. So so clearly we see that a katan does have the ability to make a kinyan. So the last line Tosus over there, Divrei Masal Ketanim, is an important line. Av Yesh Lomar, the das acheres machne osan shayni. Now it's different if you have a das acheres machne. If you have someone else being doing the kinyan, so then they can acquire. They can, if someone else, right, I'm giving the kid my lulav, so I'm at das acheres. There's another das. There's a gadol there being makne them, right, something, so then they can acquire. But here, right, they're acquiring themselves. There's no das acheres. Right, so that would not necessarily work. Okay, right, it's very interesting. Those was tough. So the Gemara, again, we had a machlokas, right? Again, whether Ger passes away, if he has a vadim, so Tanakama says that they all of them go free, and Abishol says the Ketanim do not. V'chini cause of get shichur le'ilu. Problem is, right, where does it get shichur? Right, where does it get shichur so they can marry Jewish women? So Amar, as he said, so dummy haimin rabbanon kelo gamri in shishmaitza. I said, well, hopefully we never hear that in our lives, but it seems like this guy's never learned anything. Right, but the time am I? Ah, why didn't he like the kasha? Because Amar Menachman, kasavra ula avda the ger ki ishto. That ula held that an eved of a ger is like his wife. I would not really, but how so? In what way? Right, ma ishto mishtalcha below get, afavada mishtalcha below get. Just like when the ger dies, right? Obviously, the wife is, you know, she's not, she doesn't need a get. So too. A slave as well. So Gemara says, "Yehaki afilu shel nami." So Gemara says, "Okay, but so if that's true, right? So then, regardless of whether it's a ger or not, any Jews avadim should also go free as soon as he dies. Why? Was if we're connecting avadim to women, right? The same way a woman goes free from a marriage when the guy passes away, so too an eved should go free." So the Gemara says, "No, that's a pasuk, right? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, 'Nachal tembo some of nechem acharechem l'resh zachuza.'" That avadim go from father to son, from parents to children. So Gemara says, okay, yihachi mafkir avdu meis nami. Well, so too, right? If a person is mafkir zeved and then he dies, right? So he also, right, should go free. I shouldn't need to get shechur because he's not going to be inherited by the kids. So Allah Amemar, why did Amemar say then? Hamafker avdu umes, right? Also, eved ain't no takana. If a guy is mafker is eved and then he dies, that eved has nothing he can do. Meaning, he needs to get shechur, but he can't get one, right? Because he doesn't have any masters anymore. Because we say, why don't we tell me? Right? We see that he needs to get shechur. Why shouldn't he? Why should he need to get shechur? That doesn't make any sense according to what we just said. Right? The Korah that if he's not, meaning once the kinyan kesef is paka. Right, he should no longer need a kinyan. He should not no longer need to get rid of the kinyan nisser. And the Gemara says, "Yeah, in echana midah meimar kasha, where that's actually taka parita." Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Halacha kabashal, the halacha is like kabashal, and that i.e. that the ketanim, right, that can be acquired by other people. Amar Rabbi Zira, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, right? Okay. Now Amar Rabbi Zira, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. So he said, "Beferish shmielacha, o mechala shmielacha." But did you hear that clearly, right? Beferish, or did you hear that mechala? Did you infer that? Did you assume that from a different statement? Now, whenever, right, someone asks that question in the Gemara, obviously he's assuming something, right? He's not just asking that stam as conversationally, right? He's about what the following, right, just in terms of methodologically, right? Whenever the Gemara does this, inevitably there's a follow up because if you inferred it from X, Y, and Z, I'll bring in kasha why that's not what you should infer it from. Yeah, that's always what happens. So Gemara says, "My klala, what could you have learned this halakha from?" Right, what he holds. So, Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amar lefnei Rebbe. They said in front of Rebbe, Amar nisyashti miploni avdi ma'u. What if a guy says, "I have yeish from getting my eved back"? Right, not hefker, not mafker him, but he's gone. And the guy says, "Yeah, sure, again, yeish is a person, you know, kind of gives up ever getting the item back, right? And yeish is effective to kind of sever the connection between the owner and the item." So he says, "I'm miayish for my eved." So Amar Lami said back to him, "Omer ani ain lo takala in a bishtar." Says he still needs, right, to get shechur. Meaning, in Echanami, he's free, but he needs to get shechur, right, to marry a Jewish woman. And obviously, since he's been freed by his master, he's no longer an eved. He can't marry a shechur kanaan. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "My time with Rebbe. What's Rebbe's logic? Gemar lo lo ami isha, right? He's exerting shavah from a woman, right? from a wife, right? My isha b'shtar, afeva b'nami b'shtar, right? Just like a woman needs a shtar to get out of a marriage, so too an eved. Because daika mina ki isha, and I assume the diuk you're making is, right? Just like we're comparing an eved to an isha, my isha asurav lo mamona. Just like a woman is only kinyan iser by a marriage is in kinyan iser, right? A husband does not own his wife, as even though, you know, perhaps some would try and say, chas v'shalom, that that's not at all what it is. It doesn't own her monetarily. There's a kinyan iser over there. Okay, that's already We'll get the sugis and kiddushin, but there's no kinyan mamon. So af eved nami yisur of lo mamona. Maybe you would also say that Rebbe requires a get shukr again because to get rid of the kinyan iser, but not the kinyan mamon. So when you're telling me that the eved was mafkir, right, Rebbe is talking about a gadol. Again, because a gadol is the only one who's able to kind of get rid of the kinyan mamon. When he is they declare him hafker, so the gadol is able to kind of acquire himself, but the katan can't. So he also would require, the katan would require some sort of get shechur, right, even after being mafker, and that would be right, like Abashol, who says that there's a difference between a gadol, right, and a katan. So the Gemara says, well, okay, great. So if you would have learned that from that shita, so what would be the problem? So who cares? So Amalei said to him, because Adrava, because you could have learned, the implication could also flip the other way. Dok min al-idich gisa, you could have learned the other way, because ma isha bin bigdol bin katana, af even nami bin bigdol bin katan. Just like a woman also needs to get, regardless of whether she is a gadol or a katan, there's no difference, right? A woman who's married, if she's a katol, gadol or a katan, right? Both of them require a get. So too, maybe an eved, also, regardless of whether it's gadol or katan, maybe there is no difference whatsoever. So the Gemara says, "Amar lei b'freir shmir lei." He said, "Yeah, inichanami. Forget that. Okay, that doesn't matter. I heard it from b'freirish. Right? There's no implication here at all. And therefore, you know, regardless of how you could learn one way or another, right? I didn't learn it from that halacha. I heard it from straight away that it holds like Abishol. Okay. Now we're going to go back and forth just the other way." Right, there's this is a couple different madamers. Rabbi Yechira bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in halacha kabashol, then the halacha is not like abashol. Right, we inferred the last conversation that halacha was like abashol. And I'm there, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yechira bar Abba, befer shmirle or mechlala shmirle. Right, did you hear it? Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Yechira bar Abba discussing if you heard it beferish or you heard it mechlal. And then we're literally going to have the same discussion just in the reverse. So we're just going to fly through it a little bit. Mechlal, what could you have learned from? Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm from the Rabbi, they sent in front of Rabbi, and they say, actually, may ploni avdi mau. What's it then if you say avyeish from getting your evid back? So Amar lahem, Omar ani, lo takana ela b'shtar. Right, he asked that he needs to get shechur. Right, there's nothing you can do for him. Right, you can't get married without a get shechur. From Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rabbi, what's Rabbi's logic? Gemara lo la mi isha, he learns gzer shav from a woman. My isha b'shtar, afebet nami b'shtar, right, just like a woman b'shtar, so to an evid. So I have a when they made the diuk, right, ki isha, that we learn it from a woman. Just like a woman, regardless of whether she's a gadol or katana, requires a get, so to an evet. So Gemara says, maybe if you learn this is the halacha, right, from this shita, what's the problem? So because you might have thought the opposite. Dok mina lahakiza, right? Ma isha sura vilamamona, afeve nami isura vilamamona. Right, again, you could have flipped it the other way like we learned originally. Right, and I'm like, but fair shmir, like I said, yeah, I didn't learn it from mechlala, right? I heard it straight up. So Amar Mar said, Amar lahem, this is Rabbi Shuben Levi said that Rabbi said, right, Omer, right, okay, this is what he said before. Yeah, the Rabbi Shuben Levi, Amr Lefnei Rabbi, he said that the Ein Lo Takana Ela Bishtar, right? Omer Ani Ein Lo Takana Ela Bishtar. Right, this is a quote of what we saw before. The Rabbi Shuben Levi quoted Rabbi that by a case where the guy has Yeish from his Eved, he still needs to get Shechur. I have Yatanya, but then we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer Ani. Af who knows him to me atzmo biyotze mepneshu kamochrolo, that if an eved can give his own kind of domim, he can give his own value to the Beis Hamikdash and go free because it's as if, right, the Beis Hamikdash is selling the eved to himself. Now the eved doesn't have any money himself, someone else has to have to give that money because kol mash kana eved kana rabo. But if somehow the eved gets money to the Beis Hamikdash, right, he can free himself. Right, and he doesn't say anything about get shukr over here. So Achi Kamar, this is what he means to say. Oh, but kesef, oh, b'shtar, right? V'hai pakale kaspa, right? Regardless of whether it's money or shtar, right? But if he needs a get shukr, because again, pakale kaspa, where once the money is gone, meaning once he's become a hefker, once he's been freed, right? That case, in that scenario, right, he would need to get shechur. That is against the following Tana. The Tana is when the Braiser, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bekiva, Yachal Yekasef Gomer La. You might have thought that the money, when you pay the money, when you get to the Gizbar or whatever, right, that's it. Kederech Sheshtar Gomer La, just like a star, will also get shechur, will also get rid of an Eved. Tamal Omer, therefore the Pasuk says, Avdei Lo Niftasa. Ora kol parsha kula the lochu pasha. Sorry, one second. So that is what's going on over there. That is talking about if a person sleeps with a shechur kananis, and then she's redeemed, but she doesn't have a get shechur. So the end of that is that the lochu pasha, that she wasn't freed, right? And then that it basically that it, she's not meaning that the guy doesn't get killed because she wasn't freed. If she had been freed, or if she did get a get shechur, then he would be killed. As alam al chashtar gomer la vein hakesef gomer la, that a shtar, right, that a shtar, and i.e. and if she was married to somebody else, by the way. So anyway, sorry, just to finish that thought. So what does that teach me? Shtar gomer la vein kesef gomer la. Apparently, what do you see according to Rabbi Kiva? That a shtar get shechur will get rid of her. Meaning, if she gets a get shechur, she's not an eved bechlal, but she gets money, then she also needs to get shukr in order to marry a Jew. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halakha Rabbi Shimon. The halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't halakha Rabbi Shimon. I mean, machlok is whether, right, it's like Rabbi Shimon or not. Again, that was Rabbi Shimon over here. Right, that says the name of Rabbi Akiva. Right, as opposed to Rabbi, who had said that before, that you wouldn't need any get shukr in that case. Ashkicha Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava Bar Shilta Davakaya Pesach the Beit Tefila. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was found Rav Bar Shilta in Shul. Right, Amalei, he said to him, Halacha ain't halacha. What's the halacha? Is it like Rabbi Shimon or not? So Amalei, Ani Omer ain't halacha. I say that it's not like him. Rabbanan also the Mechoza Amri. Right, the Rabbanan from Mechoza are here, and Amar Rabbi Zera Mishmei the Rav Nachman halacha. That halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Chi asa the surah, but when I went to surah, actually chayda Rabbi Chia bar Avin, and Amrilei amai lo easy. Sorry, ema lo easy. Right, tell me right away, gufa de uv de hechi hava. Right, what's the whole story about Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Shimon, etc. So Amrilei ahi amsa de hava marish chiv mira. What's this whole story that led to this whole discussion? So there was an ama ivria. But that was probably Shulchan Knanis, I'm sorry, the master was dying, and also Bachya Kameh, and Amra Lei at Imas Tishtavi Devtizal Hayitza, and she was crying and saying, "How long, right? Do I have to be an Eved? How long was I? Right, free me, right? Don't let me be an Eved, right, to the Orshim." So Shulchan Kumte Shadaba. He did like a Harry Potter thing, maybe in Yovin, and took a sock or he took a hat, right, and threw it to the Eved, to the Shifcha, and Amar Lo, he said to her, Zil Kni, go acquire yourself, Ha Ukni Nafshech, and acquire this hat and acquire yourself. So I said, look, made the Rav Nachman, they went to Rav Nachman, and Amar Lo, lo also lo klum, and they went to Rav Nachman and said, that was nothing. Mind the Chaza, now that's a machlokas, meaning that originally they thought that she was freed, and then Rav Nachman said, he's not free. So Ma'am de Chaza, the person who saw that whole story, Sever Mishun Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, he thought it was like Rabbi Shimon. It was a Kenyan Chatben, and what was that guy trying to do? He wasn't trying to give her a hat. It's not like a whole Dabi house elf type thing. It was a Kenyan Chalipin. A Kenyan Chalipin is basically where the guy said, you know, pick up something to show intent. So he tossed her his hat, right? That was a try to do with Kini Chalipin. Now, that's not so posh, because the question is, when you're doing Kini Chalipin, the question is whether you take your own item or someone else's item, right? The other person's item, right? And usually, it's the guy getting something, meaning the Shivcha, right, theoretically should have used her own item, right? But the master, right, kind of gave her his item. So that's a bit of a problem. So that's why we originally assumed that it's like Rabbi Shimon, right, that would get rid of her avdos. But lohi, but it's not really true. Ela mishum de havalei kelev shamakna, and that's the problem. Meaning the problem was that he gave her his hat, which is not shayach to chalipin. Chalipin is done when the person getting something, right, gives their own item to the person giving the item. So okay, anyway, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Achitoy, Amar Rav Avnuna Saba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yashin, Amrav Huna, Amrav Amnuna, Halakha Rabbi Shimon, sure enough, Halakha is like Rabbi Shimon, and then the Gemara flips around and says, Velohi, it's not actually true. Ain Halakha, Rabbi Shimon, the Halakha is not actually like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll go back to it in the Hail Yashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.